Hi, welcome back to another episode of Stay Open. I'm your host, Arletta, and today is going to be a chiller episode compared to the last one if you saw the New Year special. By the way, is it New Year's special or is it New Year special? I called it both things, I think, and I need to get my branding consistent, but I'm not really sure which one it is. So let me know in the comments if you even care. But welcome back to another episode. I'm so happy to be here sitting in the chair, my favorite place, just chit-chatting away with my girls. And thank you for listening to another episode of Stay Open. Like I was saying, this episode's going to be a little bit more chill, all about cutting out the bullshit and kind of an extension of last week's episode, but I want everything to kind of build on top of each other and itself. So we're going to talk a little bit about, when I was thinking what I could bring of value to you before the end of the year, this is kind of just a hectic time of year for everybody. And I wanted to make sure that you had a place to wind down, relax, add a new podcast to your rotation, and or if you're watching this, a new show to your rotation, and get kind of in the weeds of how to pinpoint the things that don't sit right with you anymore, the things you don't want to bring into 2024. Didn't mean to make that rhyme, but I did. And just really break down like what is important and how to decipher what is and what's toxic and what to let go of, because this journey of creating a better version of yourself is grueling and exhausting because you're constantly having to take a magnifying glass to who you are as a person, how you interact with people, you know, the whole insides of yourself. And you can go digging and find some things that are, you know, kind of hard to digest or to cope with or to deal with. And once you kind of, it's that idea that like once you kind of know, you can't unknow. And that's what happens when we go soul searching. So today's all about cutting out the bullshit in our life. We have a happy hour cocktail that I think you're really going to enjoy, and we're just going to get into the episode. I'm not going to take too much of your time in the intro, but thank you again for listening, and you're watching Stay Open. I said it in the intro, but I wanted to kind of build upon last week's episode and the things that I was working on, like sticking to my planner, making lists, how I go about doing things to tackle my to-do lists and my goals. And I think this is valuable just strictly off of the fact that I'm ADD. I can be someone that needs the adrenaline to kind of get started and get that push. And so I'm learning how to sustain those goal setting actions without needing the adrenaline or, external, motivation, let's say. So this episode is going to be about the steps you take after you have done the soul searching, after you have identified the things in your life you don't want to bring into 2024. How do you then get rid of the gunk? How do you cut out the fat? How do you cut the bullshit? And for me, I think one, the bullshit of life is kind of like laundry. Or the trash. It's always piling up. You're always doing a load. You're always taking out a trash bag. And it's the more that you kind of pay attention to it every day and honor the things you say that you're not going to do, the less trash you have to have, the less bullshit you have to cut out, if you know what I'm saying. So some of these things are hard to do, are hard to come to terms with yourself, like realizing, I know I keep coming back to this, but I think we need to take more of an inventory of the people that we have in our life every single day, because they shape our future. They shape who we are. They kind of shape how much energy we have, going back to the idea of your cup. And, you know, we only have so much energy to give each day. And that's why it's so important to cut out the bullshit, because it's like having a leak in your ship. You need to have a sound, I almost said vehicle, but you need to have a sound mothership, you know, a sound body to go where you want to go and to do the things you want to do. And if you have a leak at your side, whether that be from a relationship in your life or habits that you're living, things that you're doing on a day-to-day, or your habits, like that really matters. And so, I mean, first, how to cut out the bullshit is to scrape through your life with a fine-tooth comb. And that's something that I touched on last episode. But really what it is looking at every single thing in your life. And I kind of mentioned this in talking about how I do my mood boards, or anytime I need inspiration and I turn to my poster board to write out what I want and what I'm looking for and what I'm envisioning and praying for. But I cannot stress the value of list making enough. And if you're someone like me that doesn't always have one conscious stream of thought when you sit down to do something, even though your intention may be there, it's so important to write down when you have that idea, when you have that impulse to be like, oh, I keep forgetting that I really want to organize my closet. I really want to tackle my clothes. They're stressing me out, and it's something that I need to cut out so I don't have stress anymore. You know, so you got to cut out the clutter, let's just say, as an example. So that could be something that is there every single day. You see it, you look at it, but when you're really thinking about it, it's something that slips your mind. The minute you have that thought, I recommend having a space in your notes app on your phone or a notebook that you just scribble in, or a journal, whatever it may be, write down that list. And what's helped me the most is I've categorized it. So I'm specifically categorizing. You can categorize it like health, spirituality, relationships, community, fun, extracurriculars, fitness, whatever it is. Or you can get more granular with it, which is where I have my business, I have my podcast, I have my my health, I have like specific sectors of my health. If it's something that's a multi-step process, like finding a therapist or going to see, you know, a full checkup of all of my doctors, or if it's Zach, there's specific like things that I really want to work on within my relationship with my husband. And I don't hold myself to a number, you know, it doesn't have to be 10 things you want to change, but it is things that I want to work towards, not just in 2024, but in the future going forward. And it's having those lists are so beneficial for me, because it's a place that I can come back to time and time again, use as mile markers in goal setting, and do my favorite thing of all when it's finished, which is crossing it off and feeling great about yourself and feeling like you're one step closer to your goals. And it makes it so much more digestible to tackle things that are bigger, that maybe take a year to fix, or something that doesn't have a timeline, like my health and going to like I said, see all my doctors, I can kind of do that whenever. I'm not putting a timeline on it, but I know, okay, what doctors do I need to go see? I need to see my dentist. I need to see my gynecologist. I need to see a physical. I need to get a physical with a doctor of osteopath, you know, whatever it is. Those lists are really helpful and have been so helpful for me to return back to what my goals are. Another exercise I like to do with lists are write down the top 10 people in my life, the top 10 best habits I have in my life, or not even that, the top 10 habits that I have in my life, the top 10 goals I have, or let's just do 5, whatever's not daunting to you. But you'll very quickly realize, and I want you to rank them from like your favorite, most important to your 10th favorite or your 5th favorite, whatever. And really analyze each thing. Really analyze each person, why you value them in your life, what they're contributing to your daily life. What kind of social media are you intaking? Are you listening to books on tape? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you scrolling on a certain app for too long? And really think about everything you consume. Do a full audit of your life. And then after the audit, take a break, because it can be a lot. And you can be overwhelmed by all the things you have to do and all the things that you're doing. But keep your focus on the idea, similar to what I said last week, the idea that you will be in a better place when you are in your happy place. Bring yourself back to that space. It can be realistic. It can be your safe space in your sanctuary where you pray, where you meditate, where you go to feel safe. But just picture that, do a little meditation to bring yourself down. And I don't recommend doing this all in one day, because there's a lot and you may forget some things and go back again, write down in your list. But in order to cut out the bullshit, we have to identify the bullshit. And sometimes it's a sheep, it's a lion in sheep's clothing. And it's something or someone that we have in our day to day that we don't really realize is sucking a lot of our energy, or is our leak in our ship, if you will. So really take time to evaluate your life, evaluate your friends, evaluate the content you're consuming, evaluate the energy your job brings you, evaluate if you are dedicating any time outside of your regular scheduled program on a day-to-day basis to the things that you like, to the things that serve you, to the things that make you happy. And be honest and real with yourself, because sometimes we are the biggest contributing factor to why we perpetuate negativity in our life. Just on the simple fact that we aren't honest with ourselves about the way we truly feel about that person, or the way something that we do or something we have in our life makes us feel. Because when we originally sign up for that thing or that hobby or that job, it's different from where we are now with it. And that's okay. But it's about identifying the bullshit first. Then after you've made the lists, after you identified kind of what's like the thorn in your side, let's just say, and it can be a multitude of things. For me, it was the type of people I was following, who I was consuming on a day-to-day basis, what I was consuming. I transitioned a lot of the content that I consume. This is just an example on YouTube, for instance. I watch now a lot of off-the-grid, quiet, scenes where people like have very smooth edits. It's not jumpy. It's long form content, makes me calm, brings down my dopamine receptors, makes me feel calm just generally overall, which has kind of been my guiding light through this whole process. Is if it makes me calm, it stays. If it gives me anxiety, it's got to go or be limited. Some things, of course, we can't help, which I think maybe is an important thing to kind of talk about for a second and really dedicate time to, because I've been in parts of my life where the bullshit in my life is my job or the people that I work with, and you can't necessarily tomorrow get out of that situation. And it's in those moments that took real strength out of me to separate that from my day to day and not let the anxiety and the hard times at work be my example for how I feel overall in the day to day, or like let it rule me, because sometimes it's a necessary evil. Sometimes it's a stepping stone in your career. Sometimes it's a relationship with someone that you are in close proximity to every day, and it's not necessarily something that's in your control. And to the bullshit that's out of your control, I just say, somehow, take that bull and make it your bitch and ride it. Guess what? Today, you just became a bull rider. Where you used to stand on the sidelines, let that person bully you, let that person make you feel that way, let that boss treat you that way, say those things. Figure out somehow how to ride that bull, how to grab it by its fucking horns, how to set boundaries for yourself, speak your truth in your mind within boundaries, of course, like within everything shy of telling him to go fuck himself and then walking out and quitting. Unless you want to do that, then do that. But I think there's a way to ride the beast where you kill him with kindness. You don't let them catch you slipping. You're on your A game. And believe in yourself. Believe in your truth. Believe in your future. And sometimes in life, it's a grind. Sometimes in life, it's harder than other chapters. And when you can't cut out the bullshit, you need to learn how to live amongst it where it flows right by you, rolls right off your back. Don't feed into it, because once you've identified it, then you know what to do. Then you can no longer let it control you, because you control it, because we're going to make the bullshit our bitch. Ugh. Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know about you, but I think I need a drink. Hi, welcome back to Stay Open in my kitchen. Happy hour. Welcome to happy hour. Today I have a fun, completely made up cocktail for you, mocktail, because I'm just like, I'm sorry, just no one should have given me a camera to make segments. Today we are making a cocktail mocktail, if you will, because here's the deal. I know if you're like me during the holidays, you're going club, another club, party, white elephant gift, family dinner. Like, it's just everywhere you go, it seems like people are handing you a cocktail. And I think I mentioned this in the last segment, I'm not much of a drinker. I love a cocktail. Like, I love a curated look. I love a cocktail that fits a theme. I love to socially drink. I'm definitely not somebody who comes home and has a glass of wine every night. If that's you, you do you, because I'm doing something else every night. Anyways, and we'll get to those mocktails because those will be fun. But today, I thought I'd give you a break And if you're hosting a party or you're going to a party, you can bring these things. The best part about mocktails is you can always add liquor. And there's always a liquor somewhere that pairs with it. So take this either as a mocktail or a cocktail. And I just thought I'd break it up for you so you can still drink socially, but not feel the pressure of having to constantly taking calories through alcohol. Okay, let's get into it. So today I'm going to make two because my husband is home and he's my tester, my taste tester. But we're going to make this in these beautiful frosted pink glasses. I think with the cranberry juice, it's going to look gorgeous. So first, you're going to want to fill each glass with ice. This is also going to be a low maintenance cocktail. All I'm going to do is stir it. It's not going to be shaken. So it's pretty quick. What you're going to need for this mocktail is cranberry juice. You can choose to do just the juice and no sugar, or the cranberry cocktail, orange bitters, and Betty Buzz sparkling lemon lime. Once you have the ice, then we're going to take orange bitters and give it a good little shake. And we're gonna add about 2 dashes to each glass. You guys. Just went everywhere, gleeked everywhere. Okay, 2 dashes. Then we're gonna take our cranberry juice. I don't like a lot of sugar, so, and for some reason I bought just cranberry juice, like literally there's no sugar in it. If you like it sweeter, because this will be tart between the cranberry and the sparkling lemonade, get the cranberry cocktail with sugar, but this is just cranberry juice. You can do you, boo-boo. So to this, I'm going to use a measurer, but you can just eyeball it if you really want. But to it, I'm going to do, I think about, we're going to start with 2 ounces. I already spilled. It's just getting messy in here. Yeah, so I'm going to do 2 ounces for each, but we'll probably end up adding more. Then the star of the show is Betty Buzz. It's a sparkling lemon lime. This company is owned by the queen, Blake Lively. Started by her. I had my opener. Oh, here it is. And she, oh my God, you could probably see this, can't you? I mean, I try to be clean, you know, but what are you going to do? She started this company to be non-alcoholic, non-alcoholic option, which I think is really cute. So there's no alcohol in it, but it comes in this little gorgeous glass. And this is not sponsored, but Betty Buzz, if you want to sponsor me, let's get it done. Okay, so now I'm going to just separate about equal parts, half and half, in each glass. So I'm going to do half of the Betty Buzz in one glass, half of the Betty Buzz in the other. Again, your glass will probably be a different size than mine, so just, you know, measure out accordingly. I got that buzz. That fizz is amazing. Okay. Then we're going to take our stirrer and give this cocktail a little mix-a-doodle-do. Then, oh, by the way, I can use this to clean this up. Okay. So then we're going to take a lime, because I like a little garnish, roll it out. Let's get a knife. I'm going to cut right on my countertops, but you shouldn't do that. We're gonna just come into here. Oh, look how gorgeous that is. And we're just gonna drop a lime in each of the glasses. You can top it off with cranberry if you want. And then what I also like to do is take a strawberry And you can leave the green on. It's very festive. I like to cut it down the center. And then it makes a cute little side glass. Oh my God, look how cute. It makes a cute little side glass. What do you call that? Decoration? We're gonna do it with their other one. This is what she looks like. Two beautiful mocktails that you can take to parties, make at parties, add. I guess if you were adding alcohol, I would probably do either tequila or vodka. Let's give her a taste. Oh yeah. That is phenomenal. Enjoy this lovely mocktail this holiday season. Okay, I thought before we broke out of the cocktail segment, we would do the Ask Arlie hotline while sipping on a little cocktail in this cute little studio because I fucking want to. So, let's see what we have today for Ask Arlie.
Hi, Aletta. My name is Emily. I love the podcast. Real fast, just wanted to ask you, how do you set aside and delegate a time to sit down and plan for the upcoming new year? And can you talk a little bit about staying disciplined when forming new habits? Thank you.
Hi, Emily. Thank you for calling the Ask Arlie hotline. How do I set time aside to vision board for the new year? Because I've been doing this for the majority of my 20s, at least, I know, like, pretty much I know if I want to do it in December or November, but it's usually in the second half of the month of December, and I try to break it up because I try first to do it on my own and have a really intimate, intentional night or day, weekend, whatever, to myself where I'm journaling, I'm thinking about the past year, I love going online and like Googling questions to ask myself at the end of a year. You know, you could do whatever, but I like to first sit down and journal and set time aside there. And that's probably like, that can be anywhere to 30 minutes to an hour, but it's me just kind of dumping onto a page and not really having any sort of, I don't know, any sort of like main intention of what I'm trying to figure out. The only thing that I'm intentionally thinking is, how did this year go? And what do I want out of next year? Then comes the fun part. And that's where I actually have a night, a martinis and mood boards night, which I kind of talked about in last week's episode, but I have a vision board session. So that's a little bit more time planned ahead of time. So like, if you want photos on your vision board, if you need to buy materials or products, that's when I give myself time between the journaling and knowing what I want, and then the vision board and putting what I want onto a page where I can visually see it and then stare at it for the next year. So it happens in two parts, mainly because if I did it all in one setting, I think I would forget things and I think I would feel rushed and maybe I might not have every photo I want or I like to get really specific with my goals. So I would say I give myself the month of December whenever I can fit it in. Usually the first 2 weeks are when I try to journal and the last 2 weeks, sometime after Christmas, is when I like to do mood boards and martinis. But I like saving it for the last month of the year because it's like the closing to the year. You really can say like, okay, this is what this year was for me. This is how I felt, and go from there. The discipline in forming the new habits is really what I touched on last week's episode. So that's a perfect question. I'll just answer a little short snippet of it here for you. It is in the little moments that you think are not impactful. It's in the, your alarm goes off in the morning and you think, I'm going to sleep for another hour. In the past, you may have done that, but the discipline aspect of it is, no, you get up. Or you may be sitting there thinking, like, I do this a lot, and I did this a lot, and I'm still working on it as far as discipline's concerned. But, you know, I write down in my planner the days I want to go to the gym, and I actually schedule out when I'm doing those things. So then when it comes to that time of the day, I'm less likely to say, no, I'm going to do something else. I'm like, no, I already plan to go to the gym during this hour. I got to go. I got to get in the car and I got to go. So it's executing the things you don't want to do, especially when you don't want to do them. But also, I find it the easiest for my discipline to continue through those tough times when I'm scheduling it into my day, because then I have no excuse because I already made time for it. Yeah. So thank you so much for calling the Ask Carly hotline. If you're watching this and you haven't called, please do, because I'm stacking up voicemails and I'd love to hear from you. And with that, I'll let you get back to the episode. Cheers. Hey, welcome back to Stay Open. I thought this week I would give you a little mocktail cocktail for all of my friends out there that have gone to cocktail party after holiday party after business holiday party after friends Christmas after white elephant gifts and whatever else cute shit you're doing. It can get a lot to just drink and drink and drink and eat and eat and eat. So I thought I would bring you a drink this week that reminded you, you don't always have to have alcohol. You can relax and enjoy your night and still feel like you're indulging with a nice little mocktail. So I thought it was the perfect time to stick that in there during these holiday weeks and give you a little option outside of liquor to sip on. As I was saying, we are riding the bull of bullshit. We are taking it by the horns and controlling it. And once we have identified it, once we've made our lists, once we've soul searched and really came to terms with what it is that's draining you, that's not filling you up, now it's time to cut it out, right? Now it's time to take the knife and actually make the surgery. So some of that looks like conversations, hard conversations. And I'm going to leave this up to you, but you can choose to do it around the holidays when you see those family members or those friends that are in town after not seeing them for a few years, or, you know, whatever, whoever it is, whomever it is, I'm going to leave it up to you of when to have those conversations. But just know, if the next time you see that person that you really want to speak your mind to and kind of tell them how it is and tell them how they make you feel, if the next time is before this new year, you'll feel a hell of a lot better having that conversation before you go into 2024, rather than having to double back in the new year energy to start your year off of a tone of, you know, maybe a conversation that's not your favorite or a little bit more difficult. And that also makes me think about something. Sometimes the trash takes itself out. And that's hard to hear. And that's hard to come to terms with, especially from my perspective in the past when I've lost friends that were close to me that left my life. I have always realized down the line that the trash truly does take itself out. And sometimes it's not rejection. Actually, all the time, it's not rejection, it's protection. And if the hard conversations you need to have with the people in your life turn out to be ugly, or they break up with you as a friend or in a relationship, then let them go, because they weren't meant to stay in the first place. and that may be hard to come to terms with now, but in the future, in a few months, just know that if someone chooses to leave your life, in the long run, it will probably be for the betterment of you and for them too. I've been on a lot of TikTok videos lately of girls saying, you know, if I find out they talk shit about me or if someone says something about me, let them, because it says more about them than it does about me. And I always get in those TikTok holes and I'm like, why is this on my For You page? You know, I'm like, does the algorithm know something I don't? But I really loved seeing that and hearing that because it's so true. It's like, let them have their opinions about you. Let them feel however fucking way they want to about you, because at the end of the day, you're just going to be true to you. You're going to be honest to yourself. And I think that's the most important thing that can happen. And in the end, it shakes out, and the what's done in the dark comes to the light. And as long as you're honest through the whole, you know, as long as you're honest and true to yourself, there's no losing, you know? So I'll leave it up to you when you want to have those conversations. But if you're around them before 2024, and this is strictly speaking about people, if people are bullshit in your life, have those conversations and set those boundaries before you go into 2024. If it is bullshit as far as habits, again, building on last week, you just have to tinker with your habits and your rituals. You have to treat yourself, first of all, take yourself not so fucking seriously. Like, at the end of the day, if you die and you can't take it with you, it doesn't matter. To me, your character and who you are as a person, the way you interact with people, the way you view the world, you take that with you. You can't take your gua sha stone with you. You can't take your skincare regimen with you or your dry brush. Like, I don't know why I'm going with skincare, but it's important to remember, like, you can't take all these things that we value so much in our daily routine that gets added in every single Instagram video that you see or social media video where you're introduced to a product that you just have to have. Like, stop for a second, stop with the overconsumption, and really think, is this something I have to have? Because I honestly think so much of our anxiety in life stems from the environment we create around ourselves. Like my clothes, for instance, how I said at the beginning of this podcast episode. My clothes, I love clothes, don't get me wrong. I love fashion. I love having a walk-in closet. I love having a space where I can display the artwork that I have found and thrifted and bought throughout the years. However, the systems that I've put into place for my clothes is going to make me rip my hair out one follicle at a time. And that shit makes me want to lose my mind. You know what I'm saying? And I look at it and I'm like, bitch, you created this psychoness. You created it, nobody else. The constant laundry, you create that, because I'm not doing it every single day. I'm not evaluating each day. Same thing with the bullshit in your life. You know, how much of it are you creating? Because we have to take ownership. Somewhere along the line in the journey of frustration, you have to realize and take the ownership and the part of the bullshit that you're contributing to. So yeah, I think it's just important in 2024, or I guess in this new year, if you value turning a new leaf and turning a new page to start fresh in your life, taking off the dead weight, cutting out the toxic people, stopping the weird addictive habits to self-sabotage or negative thoughts or what's that term? You like hate follow someone, like cutting those things out that you think are probably second nature at this point. You know, if you're following someone only because you in your head like to compare yourself to their body and you're shitting on that person in your mind because you're like, oh, well, I'm hotter than them or I'm skinnier than them or whatever, unfollow that person. If you have a friend that you spend more time talking shit about than you do about praising or than you do saying great things about, like maybe they're not your friend. Us as women, we have so many friends, don't we? But like, who's a real friend? If talking to a family member drains you on a day-to-day basis, you know, cut it down to a week. Start not picking up your phone. Oh, you need me now? Guess what? I'm not available. Thank you. I'm really busy. I'm working on myself. I'm becoming a better version of myself in 2024. I'm that bitch. That bitch doesn't answer anymore. It's kind of, it's not a novel idea, but I think sometimes it's important to be reminded that we create a lot of the pain and suffering in our life. I know I have. And it's kind of brutal going in and like cutting out the things that you've added in and maybe something you've worked really hard for, put a lot of work into, and you just realize, oh God, it's just not for me anymore. But do you want to spend the next year carrying around that dead weight? Or do you want to release it and feel lighter and brighter and better than ever? Rely on your support system. If it's cutting out a bad habit like smoking or vaping or drinking or swearing, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, tell someone about it. Go to one of your friends or family members that you're just completely transparent and open to. Tell them what you're doing. Say, hey, I'm really trying to quit this. Can you help me? Make checkpoints. Make goal settings. You know, 1 month without fill in the blank. You buy yourself, this is what I'm talking about with the sweet little treats I leave myself, but like you buy yourself a new workout set or 1 month of not drinking. Maybe you have a little girls' night set up where you try different mocktails or you drink kava or you just replace it with something to get you excited about your journey. Because the fanfare, the glitter, the excitement of cutting this shit out wears off eventually, right? And then we're like, ugh, now we're stuck with the sadness or the wave of whatever it was that was being suppressed from that bad habit. You've got to work through that, right? So set little things in there, especially it helps when you have a person you can be transparent with and just let them know what the fuck is up and talk to them when you're feeling that way. But set little happy goals for yourself. Let's all right now set a goal that at the end of January, whatever you're cutting out after this episode, and I challenge you to cut at least one thing out that's not serving you anymore. Let's all agree that at the end of January, we're all going to book ourselves a little sweet treat. We're going to get a massage, a facial. We're going to go to Dry Bar, get a blowout, get your hair done, get your nails done. Plan a really fun concert to go to or a date night, whatever it is, let's agree to reward ourselves. Give her a little treat for cutting out some things that don't serve us anymore. And that's okay. I think if we get so stuck in life on what we think we have to be doing, or who we have to be friends with, or the job we have to have, it's when we say have to that we restrict ourselves the most. Because in reality, you don't have to do anything. But just by listening to this podcast episode, just by writing down in your notes things that no longer serve you, we can better pinpoint where it is we're leaking, where it is we're losing energy, where it is we're letting someone walk all over us or letting someone control us and our energy. That's when I believe we start to get up on the saddle. We start to get up on that bull. And we start to ride that bitch. Because I don't know about you, but 2024 is not going to be the year where I continue my bad habits. I'm done. I'm over it. Life's too short. So yeah. Thanks for listening, always. I actually feel kind of lighter after that episode, after that little talk. And I haven't quite sat down yet and figured out what I want to cut out per se, which is why I'm leaving a lot of this vague. And I'm sorry if I am, if that's the case. But I do know that I'm grateful for the things I'm adding in to my life, like Stay Open, like my daily habits, keeping myself accountable, doing the things on my to-do list, tackling the things I say I'm going to do. As always, thank you for listening. Give me a rating, 5 stars maybe, if you're feeling it, if you're feeling frisky. Follow me on social media at Stay Open Podcast or at Arletta Argyle. And we will be back next week with a Christmas special, baby. A little ho, ho, ho for you, if you know what I mean. Thank you for watching. Bye now.